show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
The Cliffo and Gabby podcast. I'm getting a bit loose and doing stupid stuff like podcast, because that's what you do when you're used to being on a leash and having one of your besties sit opposite you every day. When you do this, you know, they reel you in when you're being a bit of a dickhead. They're like, I'm still being a dickhead. Gabby hasn't been here to do that this week because she's been out with COVID. But we've put together, like, I don't know how it works. Through the wonders of technology, we've put together like a bit of a kit. So she's probably going to be doing the show and the podcast tomorrow from home. So for Thursday morning and Friday morning from home, we're thinking if she's well enough. But for today, I'm here and we had Dr. Clements on our show, GP. By now, you've probably heard the news that all Queenslanders are eligible for a free flu vaccine. It's a really bad influenza season, apparently. Dr. Clements broke that down for us and yeah, told us the pretty shocking story that a lot of pharmacies and doctors found out about this when people were literally rocking up going, give me my free needle. So pretty poorly communicated, I think. But yeah, the full breakdown with Dr. Clements on the pod. Plus, we meet Cameron Datto from the new film, How to Please a Woman.
It got me for 2 hours.
2 hours?
Then I'll do anything you want me to do.
Do you think you could clean my house?
Simple as that. I love that. What do you want me to do? Clean my house. How to Please a Woman. It's in cinemas right now. Cameron Datto is coming up on the podcast. What a week for Gabby to get COVID, because it hasn't just been COVID talk this week. It's also been talk, particularly in Queensland, of a nasty strain of the flu that's doing the rounds at the moment. That's actually led to the Queensland state government announcing free flu vaccines for all Queenslanders. To talk more about this, we thought we'd get our show GP on. Dr. Michael Clements is on the phone. Morning, Dr. Clements.
Good morning.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about this strain of the flu that's doing the rounds at the moment, because when you get the genuine flu, it can be very, very nasty, Dr. Clements. But what's actually doing the rounds right now?
Yeah, well, once we opened up the international borders and the tourists were all allowed in, we've essentially imported all those overseas and often North American influenza cases. So right now, it's influenza A that seems to be doing the rounds and getting everybody scared. It's not the man flu. It's not the sniffles and a sore throat. It's the I've been hit by a Mack truck. Oh, my gosh, what's happened? Somebody fix me kind of thing.
Yeah. See, often people will have that. They'll have a bit of a head cold and, you know, the term flu will be bandied around. But when you actually have the nasty flus, you know, the hot, cold sweats, the, you know, can hardly get out of bed. They really do hit you, don't they?
Well, they do. And you know, it's, I think for a few years now, we haven't really had them. And so I've got patients in there almost surprised, you know, they're coming in saying, well, but what do I do? I feel horrible. And, you know, it's a horrible cough. And I say, yeah, this is what the flu is, you know, we're used to this, but yeah. I think people have got short memories.
We're hearing numbers like 4,000 cases already being reported in Queensland this year and cases doubling weekly. That's figures that we're not used to seeing?
Yeah, so this is very early in the season for such high numbers, and it's doubling too quickly. So when we compare it to all the pre-COVID years, this is definitely new and faster and a lot more numbers than we were expecting. And early in the year, we sort of predicted this could happen because, remember, most of the population hasn't got flu or hasn't had flu recently, so there's no natural immunity.
Yeah.
And there is a little bit of vaccine fatigue. People feel like they've done their duty with a COVID vaccine and perhaps have been skipping the flu vaccine, and so we've seen a lower uptake than what we hoped for.
First thing I thought when I saw the free flu vaccines for anyone aged 6 months and up was, do they have the stock? Because it seemed very simple, didn't it? Just go to the pharmacy, go to your doctors, just get the flu shot. Is there vaccines for the flu shot readily available?
Well, I'm glad you were thinking of us because that was our first question too. And for some of our GPs, and pharmacists, the first we heard about this announcement was when the first patient came in saying, "Where's my free needle?" We always do face a bit of a slow trickle of vaccines in the early phases of the rollout. And so, for example, we ran out of one of our age group flu vaccines yesterday in one of our practices. So it is going to be a matter of be patient again. I know people have I've heard that before with COVID vaccine. Do check with your general practice and do check with your pharmacy as to which vaccine's right for you, because there's different types for different ages. Right. And we are certainly committed to doing our bit, but it might take a little bit of time.
Okay. So there are vaccines out there. I guess the thing is just to be patient and to ring ahead, make sure, you know, you're not wasting your time and wasting everyone's time, or particularly getting angry if it's not there when you need it. So just a little bit of planning and, get the shot, and hopefully we can stop the spread of this nasty flu. Dr. Michael Clements, thanks for the rundown this morning, Michael. Really appreciate your time.
Good chatting about something other than the other C word.
Cameron Daddo's in a new movie called How to Please a Woman.
It got me for 2 hours.
2 hours?
And I'll do anything you want me to do.
Do you think you could clean my house?
Yeah, simple as that. You know, Cameron Daddo is a TV host, a radio announcer, a musician, and of course, an actor, and he's on the phone right now. Cameron Daddo, welcome to the show.
Hey, Cliffo. Half the show, I'm told.
Half the show, mate, but you got the, I was going to say you got the better half, but I can't lie to you like that.
That's a good call, mate.
Cameron, how do you please a woman?
Take her to see the movie, How to Please a Woman. Bucket of fish.
Good answer, my friends. Can you expand further on that? I've got a pen here. I'm ready to take notes.
I can. Look, I think the most important thing, how to please a woman, is listen to her.
A good man.
Just ask her 3 questions, yeah, and then ask her a couple more based on her answers to those questions. Go a little deeper and listen.
All right. I didn't know how you're going to answer that. You've actually given me a really good answer. That's, we could all take a lesson from that. When you think very generally about Australian cinema, a lot of people would say something like The Dish or The Dry or something like that.
Yeah.
This isn't a movie like that. This, to me, this is the kind of movie that you want to probably take your girlfriends to or your partner or something. You probably don't want to go to this with your mum.
Yeah, maybe not. Look, the best thing about it is you get to hear your mum laugh, because I'm guaranteed mum will laugh.
Whether it's at the movie or the awkwardness between you two. You've won 2 Logie Awards. I don't know why this always interests me. It's probably interesting me at the moment because I'm glad the Logies are back. I think we need to celebrate Australian television and Australian entertainment. And it's sad it's been off for 2 years. But where do you keep your Logie Awards? This is always of interest to me, where people keep big awards like that.
Look, I used to keep them in a box. And
really?
They were in a box for the they were in a box for the longest time. However, now they are sitting in my office on a shelf with some other ones, because I think it's really important to celebrate yourself and a victory, you know, and go, okay, that's what I did, and be grateful for it. And it's a nice reminder, because I would love to get another one.
Oh, you've got to get that stuff out there, man. If that was, I'd be tempted to rip the badge off the front of my car and stick it on the bonnet and drive around with it.
You know what? The Australian way is, oh, mate, you know, be cool about it. But in America, it was like, you've got a Logie or you've got an award, man, stick it on your shelf.
Yeah. Carry that thing around everywhere with you.
Indeed.
So we talked about the mini caps you wear as an entertainer or a storyteller. The other one is, on Friday, you have a single coming out with a regional Queenslander, with a girl from Emerald. This is exciting. And I love the regional Queensland connection. Tell us about the song.
The song's called Rolling Stone, and the artist that I'm doing a duet with is a girl called Teak Powell. She lives in Emerald. She was on The Voice, and she's a real cowgirl.
Get around that. Go and see How to Please a Woman. I mean, what's next? He's probably going to write a bloody book or something.
My wife's done that.
I saw that as well. Stop being so talented, you daddos. You're making the rest of us look bad.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she's done it. She worked on that for 3 years.
Good on her.
And it's going really well for her too, so I'm really proud of her.
Get around it. Thank you so much, Cameron Daddo. Great to have you one-on-one. And, mate, you truly did have the best half of the show. I hope Gabby's hearing this right now.
Gabby,
lucky
get
you.
Better. COVID sucks. And anyone, just stay away from it. You don't want to get it.
Download the KFC app for exclusive deals. Shut up and take my money. Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder.
on Hit.
It was just announced yesterday that we're extending it by another week due to popular demand. Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder. So another week to enter. So you got end of this week and then next week. Because, of course, in 2 weeks today, it is State of Origin Game 1. It's come around very quickly. You could be there, all expenses paid trip with flights to come, tickets, jerseys, and a KFC feed and merch pack on the line. You got to watch that video of Gabby and I just living our lives. Like, I'm there shaving at the start of it. Gabby goes bananas for free coffee in the second frame. I get tripped over by my wheelie bin in the third frame. And then the fourth shot is Gabby arriving home to a very, very excited bear, the 2 kilo chihuahua. So you watch that video on our Facey page, film yourself commentating it, then you upload it at hit.com.au. Ashley did that. We're going to meet Ashley in like 30 seconds time. But before we do, let's have a listen to Ashley's entry.
Quick, I get first use of the ball. He runs it, razor, and gets taken around the neck. There's blood everywhere. Surely that's a penalty. Gabby receives an email and there's an offer there. She cannot refuse. There's free coffee in the kitchen. And she's off down the sideline. One to beat. Big left fend from Gabs and no one's stopping her. Cliffo's driving Wheelie towards the curb and Wheelie puts a wheel out. Down goes Cliffo. He's appealing for 10 in the bin. Let's watch the replay. Yep, there's the wheel trip. He's definitely going for a spin on the sideline. That's 10 in the bin every day of the week. Gabby opens the door with one to beat and look who's there. Bear does a 360 and stops her in the track. Go Queensland.
That's Ashley. Solid effort and he's on the phone now. G'day, Ashley.
Hey, Cliffo. How are you, mate?
Good job, mate. I love the inflections there, though. And that's 10 in the bin.
Yeah, I had to write it all down, mate, to get it right.
You did very well.
I was doing it with the wife at home, mate, and she suggested I write it down because I was a bit hesitant on a few things. So,
mate, you delivered. You did very well. Greatest Queenslander to play the game, in your opinion. Who is it?
Greatest Queenslander, mate. Can't go past Jonathan Thurston.
I had a feeling you'd say that, mate. A lot of people. I've asked the question a few times. A lot of people have said JT. Hey, mate, you are on the shortlist. You could be there at State of Origin Game 1 in Sydney. It's 2 weeks away from today, and you're one hell of a big step closer, mate. So thanks for entering, Ashley, and good luck.
Thank you, mate.
Good on you, mate. Keep the entries coming through, guys, too. Hit.com.au for all the details. It's Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder. Download the KFC app for exclusive offers. Shut up and take my money. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks. It's worth $1,000. And if you want it, hold on. I've got to stand up. I put the clue on the other side of the desk here. Hold on. The clue is newspaper. Okay, remember that, newspaper, so we know the letter is N. And your free answer for Alpha Bucks is newspaper. That's for Alpha Bucks on Thursday, May 26th, tomorrow on Hit. The Hit Breakfast Show.